Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches. Im Eino Maker, if a guy is, you know, walking on the road, Erev Shabbos, he doesn't maker that he doesn't recognize that there's a tree there, or there's a fence there that he could set up his shop for Shabbos, or She'eino Baki B'Halacha, he's not an expert in Halacha. The Bartanu explains, Eino Yodea, he doesn't know, She'yolo, that it'll help him, Kishiyama, when he says, Shisasi b'makom ploni, let my resting place for Shabbos be in this spot. He doesn't know that when he says that he's able to designate a spot for himself for Shabbos. He doesn't know about that. V'yamar, and he says it anyway, Shisasi b'makomo, he says that my resting place should be here. So Zachalo b'makomo, he gets that place, meaning the Mishnah says, V'amar Shisasi b'makomi, my resting place for Shabbos should be over here. Zachalo b'makomo alpayim amal kol ruach. He gets in that area 2,000 amos to all sides. So the Mishnah saying is, you have a guy who's walking on the street. He doesn't know how to go to a fence or to go to a tree and to park himself a Shabbos. He doesn't know this stuff. And the truth is, whether he says, I'm going to rest over here or I'm not going to rest over here. He gets 2,000 amos to all sides so he can walk around on Shabbos. Okay. Now the Mishnah is going to ask, and we've, you know, mentioned this concept of 2,000 amos so many times, the Mishnah is going to ask the famous question of, how do we measure these 2,000 amos? So right away we say, agulos, they are round, divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. These are the words of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. What does that mean? What it means is that if you were to have a circle, so it's not a 90 degree angle, but it's a 180 degree angle. It's learned out from different psukim. And the 180 degree angle will lead you up, the 2,000 amos that we measure are as if you're standing in a circle and you have 180 degrees giving you that 2,000 amos. That's how he understands it. If you have a Mishnayos open, you can look at the picture over here. This is a picture of a circle, and there's an area showing you where the 180 degree angle is. And the 2,000 amos would be on a 180 degree angle. Whereas, Chachamim say, no, merubaos, square. Ketav merubah, like a square tablet. Kadeshi nizkel azavio, so you should win over the corners. What does that mean, win over the corners? So imagine if you have a circle, and the circle is sitting inside a square. So the four corners where there's no, you know, circle, right? The circle will meet on the four sides, but it won't meet in the corners. So the corners give you an extra space. In fact, the Kahat explains you get an extra 800 amos. So it means according to the Chachamim, you don't just have 2,000 amos in all directions. You have 2,800 amos in all directions. Because they measure from the point, the center point of the circle, going on a diagonal, not just to the end of the circle, but all the way into the corner of the square. Which gives you your niska the zavios, you get the reward of the corners, meaning you get an extra 800 amos. So, according to Bichlinim and Antignus, you have 2,000 amos as if you're in a circle, you take a 180 degree angle, and that's the amount that you have, exactly 2,000 amos. Whereas the Chachamim hold that, no, imagine the circle sitting in a square, and now you take your angle, you point it from the center of the circle all the way to the corner, you gain the corner area where the circle does not meet the corner, which is an additional 800 amos, comes out according to the Chachamim, you'll have 2,800 amos in all directions, whereas according to the Chachamim and Antignus, you'll have 2,000 amos in all directions. Okay. Mishnah Tes. Vizuhi Sha'amru, and this is what we have said, Ha'ani Ma'arev Baraglav, a poor man can make his erev with his feet. What does that mean? Meaning that where he is, he can say, let this be my erev for Shabbos and give me 2,000 amos. We'll explain more in the Bartanur what this means. Amar Meir says, Anu ein lanu ela ani. Us, all we have is an ani. What does that mean? Again, we'll explain this also in the Bartanur. Rabbi Huda says, Echad ani ve'echad asher, whether a poor man or whether a rich man. Le amu ma'arvin bepas, we didn't say to make this air with bread, el lahakal to be lenient ala asher on the rich man. Shlo yotzi ve'yarev v'raglav. So he doesn't have to go out and make an air with his feet. So we're going to go through the Bartanur over here and explain what exactly is going on. The basic idea is that you can make an Erev either with your feet by, you know, walking to that area or by using bread and not walking to that area. And normally feet would be used by poor people because they don't have bread, and rich people could just use bread because they have the means. So let's see how the Bartanur explains this. For example, Zeshu Bederach, someone's on the road. Vein Imo Pas, he's got no bread. The Hashta Anihu, the guy is on the road, he could be a millionaire. If he has no bread, then he's a poor man. So explains the Bar Tanura, how do you understand our Mishnah? Lo hitur chachamim la'ar b'raglav. To an ani, it's permitted for him to use his feet to make the Erev. Meaning he looks at where he is and he says, okay, this is my spot. Let me have 2,000 amos around me. This view of the mayor, because the mayor holds Iker Erev Pas. The main way to set up an Erev is by using bread. You take bread, you put it aside, you say, this is my Erev. But since poor people don't have bread, so Vikulahi, there's a leniency. The Kilu Gabi Ani, that we are lenient by an Ani, or me, Shabbat Derech, someone is on the road, Vaini Mapas, he has no bread, that those people can make an Erev with their feet. But really, the main Erev was with bread. If you don't have bread, then you can use your feet. So therefore, only poor people or people that are on the road have this leniency, but not rich people. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, no! Iker Erev Beregel, the main way to make an Erev is with your feet, not with bread. Vikula Hu Deikilu, and there was a leniency that they were lenient, La'asher, to the rich guy. Shini Yachal Elech, he can't go out of his house, it's too much of a schlep, he can't go Beragel with his feet. L'shloach Yuvuay, L'shliach, that he could send it, you know, he could use bread instead. So the Rabbi Yehuda learns it the other way around. The main Erev is with your feet. But since a rich man, it's too hard for him to go out of the house, so he uses bread. But ideally, he should have used his feet and walked to that area. And we'll see over here, it doesn't actually mean walk to where he wants to go. We'll explain in a moment. Let's stay tuned. And they pass like a Yehuda, that not that the walking is the main way to make an Erev, but bread is the main way to make... Reb Meir held the main way to make an Erev was with bread, but they were lenient by poor people to use their feet instead. Whereas Reb Yehuda held the main way to make an Erev was with walking, but they were lenient by the rich people to use bread instead. Now, the Mishnah, the Bar Tanur explains, Ubein Reb Meir, Ubein Reb Yehuda, whether according to Reb Meir, whether according to Reb Yehuda, Shavim him, they agree. Sha'omar Shvisasi B'makom Ploni, one says that, let this be my area for Shabbos. Eino Kono Shvisa, he's not going to acquire that area, but also Makom Sha'omar, the place where he said it. Elam Kinhu Ani, unless he's a poor man, O Baba Derech, or he's on the road, that he's got no bread. Right? So then the walking, you know, thing works. Ava Asher, a rich man, Tarech Shizach Pas B'makom Shvisasi, he can't just say that, he's got to send bread to the area where he wants his Erev to be. One says his shvisa, his resting place, should be in this area. He's not acquire that area. He's got time to go. He's able to run over to that spot. Before it gets dark. So he's saying is that this whole concept of walking doesn't necessarily mean you walk to that area, right? You want to have your area in a certain area to give you 2,000 amos to walk. Doesn't necessarily mean you got to run over there and just stand there. It means, do you have enough time now, Erev Shabbos, that had you leave your house and walk there, you'd make it there in time? If yes, then that works. You don't have to actually go there. So to recap, we have two opinions, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir holds the main Erev is with bread. But for poor people, and that means you take your bread, you set it aside, you make an Erev, you say, this is going to be my Erev, and you're done. But for the poor people that don't have bread, they said you could make an Erev, you know, just by using your feet. Whereas Yehuda holds the main Erev is by using your feet. And there's a leniency that they were lenient by rich people that they could just use bread instead. We go like a Yehuda la halacha that the main Erev is with your actual feet. And this concept of feet doesn't necessarily mean you take your feet and you bring it as a karban. It just means that you are able technically to go Erev Shabbos before it gets dark to that area. If you could technically have enough time in the day to do it, you don't have to physically walk there. You just have to have enough time to make it there. And then you can use your feet as making the Erev. And then there was the thing that they both agreed upon, that Rabbi Meir and Peter both agree, that one who says that my resting place should be over here for Shabbos, he's not acquire that area for Shabbos unless he's a poor man or he's on the road and he's got no bread. But a rich man, he's got to send bread to that spot, to the place where he wants his shvisa to be. One who says that my resting place should be in a certain spot, he's not acquire that area unless Yeshua's beyond. There's enough time to walk there and get there before Shabbos. And that concludes Mishnah Tess. And lastly, in order to acquire Erev through regal, through walking, we just said that you have to have enough time to technically walk there. And then if you have enough time to technically walk there before Shabbos, it's as if you had that area, right, for your Erev. But regarding using bread, if you wanted to acquire a certain area, for your Erev using bread, you can't just have the bread sitting in your house. You actually have to send the bread over there to that area before Shabbos in order to acquire that area. So by walking, technically you don't have to go there. As long as you have enough time to get there, we look at it as if you're there. But if you're using bread and you want to get a certain area 1,000 feet away from you or whatever it is, and you have to make sure the bread's in that exact area, send it with a shliach, send it with a messenger before Shabbos so it gets there, and then for bread, your Erev would work.